I am joined from Coffee Angel by Caroline Seelman. Good morning, Caroline, and thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on.
Tell me about all about Coffee Angel, Caroline, please.
So Coffee Angel, we're a small Irish company based in Dublin city centre. We have five shops, and we're a specialty coffee shop. So what we specialise in is making the best cup of coffee and hopefully really good customer service.
Excellent. Now, and of course, we all like a good cup of coffee. Myself at the very top of the list. In fact, I'm on coffee number 4 as we speak. 50,000 single-use cups from landfill. Tell me about that. And you're going to, you have this project that you're going to save 50,000 single-use cups, and that money is going to be used for the introduction of solar panels in schools. This fascinates me.
Yes, well, it's not a plan. It's an actual thing that has happened, which is incredible. So in November 2018, 14 months ago, we started looking at how we could incentivize people to use keep cups or reusable cups in our shops. And lots of other coffee shops were thinking about doing the same thing. And so various other people, including ourselves, were thinking, well, what do we do? Do we give money back to our customers for them using reusable cups in our shops? Or is there different ways that we can do this? We thought, well, you know, giving money back is absolutely amazing, and people will always, you know, kind of want a little bit of cash in their spare cash in their pockets. But then we thought, what about if we collectively had all these 10 cents or 20 cents and put it all into a big pot of money and did something bigger with it? So what we decided to do was actually donate on behalf of our customers who are using their reusable cups in our coffee shops to a charity. And we then decided that, okay, what charity are we going to look at? And given that this was such a big environmental issue, we decided to run with Friends of the Earth Ireland. And so what we've done in the space of 14 months with the absolute help, and the only way we did this was with the help of our customers, was to keep 55,000 single-use cups out of landfill. And in the meantime, we've raised €11,000 for Friends of the Earth Ireland.
That is amazing. That really is, you know. And I mean, what amazes me is that the amount of money raised, and when you say it there, Caroline, like 14 months, it really is nothing. You know, I mean, I could joke and say it's only 11 shopping months to Christmas, but I don't want to frighten people. But, you know, to be able to achieve that in 14 months, that's pretty good by any stretch of the imagination.
It's incredible. I mean, that number is growing by 26%, and it translates to about 7% now of all the coffees, takeaway coffees that people buy in our shops are now in reusable cups. So, you know, it's been amazing. Like I said, I mean, it's thanks to our customers who are doing this. And it just shows that people are interested, people do care. And I think there's so much more room to grow and to improve with this. And then it's about how do we use this money? And I think that's really important as well. So letting our consumers know that this money is being put to good use. So in the first instances, the money was being put to use towards the Sick of Plastic campaign that Friends of the Earth were running. And then we also started putting this money towards the solar project. It's called For the Love of Solar. And it's a project that Friends of the Earth are running since the middle of last year. And with that, they put last year 5 solar panels in schools across Ireland. And this year, the aim is to have 12 solar panels put up on schools around Ireland.
Caroline, a question that is screaming out to be asked here. Did you have a problem getting the customers to buy into this idea?
No, not really. I mean, I suppose we did have some skeptics, and we still have people who come in and say, well, you know, shame on you, Coffee Angel, you're not giving me money back. But the majority of people do it. Maybe it's because we have most wonderful customers, but no, it wasn't a struggle. I think once we explained what the aim was and why we were doing this, most people were happy to come on board and use their reusable cups in our shops.
Now, I'm looking at something here which I have said, I've lost count of the amount of times I have said this, a part of the city which I have a great affinity for is mm-hmm. Stony Batter, because I think it's an absolutely gorgeous little jewel within the city. And also what I really like about it is that it has retained its authenticity insofar as, you know, we can look around an awful lot of Dublin City and it's changed beyond recognition. Stony Batter, no. It looks exactly the same as it did when I was in it first, nearly 40 years ago now at this stage, you know. That aspect of it. Tell me what you're going to do, because you have a great plan for Stony Batter as well.
Well, to mark the 50,000 cups being kept out of landfill, well, the 55,000 cups being kept out of landfill, we wanted to mark the occasion, and we were thinking about how could we do that. So initially, we were thinking about maybe planting some trees, or, you know, there were several ideas. But then we thought, well, we're based in Dublin City Centre and we want to do something in Dublin City Centre. And we decided that we would work with a lady called Kathy from Stony Batter. And she works on different projects. And what we're going to do is actually donate some money to her and her pollinator programme. So it's about making Stony Batter the first pollinator-friendly village in Ireland.
It's a fabulous idea, Caroline. And I mean, it really is, I suppose, what I would say about it and what I would see in it, it's a real sort of the ethos of community, because it's giving back to the community, you know, and being part of a community. But I mean, what amazes me is what has been achieved in, as I said to you earlier on, a relatively short space of time. So, and I know before I ask it, it's an impossible question for you to answer. It really is, but mm-hmm. I'm going to chance my arm anyway. You're 14 months into the project. Can Caroline look down the road and see what you might achieve in 2.5-3 years' time?
Well, what I'd like to do is, now that we've hit the 50,000, we want to go to 250. And how quickly we can get there, I don't know. It will really depend on our customers and how quickly they embrace this and want to move towards reusable. But that's our aim. It's now 250. And that's, you know, I'm sure people will say you're crazy and it's such a stretch of a goal. But I think, you know, if we've hit 50 in 14 months, we can definitely do 250. How quickly, I don't know, but that's the aim.
And what would that translate to into in money, Caroline? You know, roughly, now, and I'm not asking obviously for exact figures, but in ballpark, 250,000 less cups in landfill. What would that mean in money? And I suppose then we will try and see what that kind of money could do for a community.
Yeah, it's 200. It's very simple. It's 250,000 cups times 20 cents.
There you go, which is a fifth of 250, which is 50,000.
Yep.
And
a 50, lot of money.
50, a lot of money. And even in today's terms, you know, where we're talking about, I mean, when I was growing up, your eyes would water at the mention of millions. Now we freely discuss billions. But in the greater scheme of things, 50,000 euros, still an awful lot of money.
Absolutely. I mean, especially when it's been put to causes and good causes, which is the important thing. You know, I mean, 50,000 could be very little or very much, depending on, you know, how it's been used. And I think if it's been used in the right way for community projects, you know, every penny and every cent counts.
And it does, and of course, what has to be remembered as well, Caroline, here is that if you, and I picked the Stony Batter one as a perfect example, if you're going up there to do something and you have that kind of money or a portion, I'm not saying that you would obviously be lumping the whole lot of what you generate into one area, because it'd be nice to be able to spread it over a couple of areas. But it's being spent locally in the area, and if you can go up and do deals with suppliers in that area, whom I'm sure would be only delighted to buy into these ideas, you're creating an economy locally as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's the whole idea. I mean, Be Urban, that's the little kind of project that we're working with Kathy on. Her project is called Be Urban. What they do there is they work with bees and beekeepers, and it's all about pollinating and generating the bees. Will make the honey. The honey is then sold locally. That money that's been sold from the bees and the honey, we buy bulbs with, and the bulbs are used to plant new bee-friendly, pollinator-friendly flowers. And it's just about regenerating. It's about keeping everything locally. It's about keeping the environment clean. You know, it's about looking to the future and creating communities that work together and live together happily. Well, sounds very Ethiopian, but you know it does sound
utopian, but you have proved that it may sound utopian, but it's very, very doable. And I mean, I was, as you can imagine, and as you know, Caroline, I was very, very anxious to talk to you about this, because I think it's such a simple idea, but we all hear about these ideas. But I mean, the beauty of being able to talk to you is that we have seen it through from the idea right through to the end, and the finished product is there for everybody to see. Caroline, before I go, I will ask you to do me one favour, if you wouldn't mind. Will you keep in touch with us here and let us know how progress is going? Because we do love good news stories, and this certainly is one.
Absolutely, and thanks again once more for having me on today.
It is absolutely our pleasure, Caroline. Thank you so much for joining us on this Monday edition of Northside Today. Thank you again, Caroline.
Thank you. Bye.
Now, that was Caroline Seelman from the Coffee Angel. She's a co-owner, actually, of Coffee Angel. What a wonderful idea, and how uplifting it is, I think, to hear about a project like that and the good that's coming out of it. In every sense of the word, the contribution to landfill is down, and the benefits to the local communities. And it's great, as I said, when you can see it right from the germination of the idea right through to the finished product. It's absolutely brilliant.